Today's sermon is going to be on Romans 13, okay? So if you want to be able to open your Bible, I'm going to open mine. It's electronic. And I'm going to try reading through this. Some of you may know that I have a learning disability and reading comes real hard. But for some reason, God, you looking for a Bible, Paul? You can move around. Romans 13 has came on my heart for a while. For the reason, that one of the biggest things is sometimes I like rebelling. If you didn't know me 20 years ago, which some of you have known me 20 years ago, I like was a born rebel. I would take the other side just for fun. In fact, sometimes I would let people pick which side I could be on so I could just decide which side to be rebel because I'd just, you know, even in debate class. But God has put this really on my heart is submission to the government. And the reason before we read 13, you got to remember 12 was all about Christians getting along. In chapter 12, it was about how we get along as Christians. And 13 is about how Christians should get along with the government and government authorities. So let's look at this. And this is in, I'm reading out of the NIV. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against God, against which God has instituted. And those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right. But for those who do wrong, do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and you will be commended. For the one in authority is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid of the rulers. Be afraid, for the rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servant, agents of wrath, to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authority, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of consequence. This is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servant, who give their full time governing. Give to everyone that you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then pay revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. We're going to have interaction time here. If you want to ask questions, feel to ask questions. If you want to make a point and see something, feel free to have something pointed out. But as I read this, you might say, well, Pastor John, if you read this literally, you're saying that anybody in authority, we should just listen to them blindly. That isn't what I'm saying. What I'm saying is God is in control. Do we know that for sure? Amen? Genesis, we heard that God created the world. We're given the Ten Commandments to follow, that God has given us the direction. But he's put people in place. I mean, does everybody believe that Israel is a chosen people? Mm-hmm. But did God ever use other authorities of non-believers like King Nebuchadnezzar? How do I say it, Justine? There you go, what Tim said. He used a non-believer to come in and wipe the nation, take them away, because they were rebelling. And he uses other people outside what we would say are the holy people, the Jews or Christians. God is over the whole world. God created the world, correct? We agree on that? So think of this canopy. God created the whole world, and we have this canopy. And under this canopy, he's put people in authority of different things. And we are supposed to be underneath their authority. It's kind of like this. Andrew grew up in Ruth's home. And with Ruth's home, Ruth had rules. But when Andrew moved out of Ruth's home, he got married. So he moved out of her authority, and then he got married and started his house. Now that they're pregnant, they're going to have a baby. Who's going to run the house? Some people say... What did you say, Brittany? The baby. The truth is, the parents, and hopefully the father is leading this home healthy and bringing things up and bringing things to clarity and truth. So underneath that authority, God's the big authority. Underneath this little authority is Brittany and Andrew, or we should say Andrew and Brittany, whichever way you want to say it. It's not about a power trip. It's about working together. And in that home, as long as Andrew and Britt are following the Lord, hopefully the young child remembers the Bible verse that says, honor your father and mother. And they'll honor Brittany and Andrew. But let's say, for instance, and I'll go over to their house and I will bust down the door if they do something wrong like this. But let's say they were teaching very bad things and all of a sudden bad things were happening, which I don't think would happen in this family. That's why I'm picking on them. And let's say all of a sudden... something bad happened. You fill in the blank because it doesn't matter. That child then wouldn't be underneath their authority if they were teaching wrong things. And the same thing for us. God put our government over us in authority to protect us, to help us. That's what the Word is telling us today, is that to give us sometimes a lot of things that we need is protection from other groups and governments. But until that government... or the person in over you goes against God, we're supposed to stay underneath that authority and respect it. And that could be like, say, 1964. What happened in 1964 that was kind of important? That us as Christians sat back and put our feet up and didn't do anything. We took prayer out of the school. Okay, that's something we should have been standing up and say, hey, 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 prayer is important. But we didn't. That's one thing that we can step out and say to the government, that wasn't good. What's happening right now with Planned Parenthood? Anybody know? Anybody watching the news? And I don't even watch the news and I know. Planned Parenthood has been busted about selling baby parts for profit. And right now in the House and Senate, they're arguing about taking away billions of dollars from this organization that leads people to tell them that babies aren't real. Okay? Sometimes we have to stand up for what's the truth. We come underneath God's umbrella first. And we look at being underneath for protection, for guidance, for wisdom. In this church, we have really good elders. How many elders do you hear that I get brownie points with? One, two, three. Oh, I got all four elders. I got four brownie points today for saying that we have good elders. But they are godly men that are watching over the health of this church. And if I would preach heresy, what do you think they should do, Tim? What do you think that the elders should do to me if I preach? What would you do to me, Tim? Because we've talked enough. You'd stop it and correct it and rebuke it. And that's why authority is good, to come underneath authority. I really like the first passage that starts. Some of the definitions and some of the different Bible verses, because I looked it up in many different forms to see how it would read. I read it in the Jewish Bible. I read it in some different commentaries. Some of them talk, instead of saying in the very beginning where it says, let us be subject, some of them say submit. Submit to the government. I like how this version says, the NIV is clear, it says subject. King James, I believe it says, be submissive. But what does that mean to be submissive? Because we heard it, you know, a lot of men like to say that. I was in a discussion last week about, you know, hey, I'm the man, the wife should be submissive. What does that really mean? Do we understand that what it means to be come under subject or being submissive? It's the willingness to be underneath that authority, to be guided by that authority, until that authority goes against God. It's the willingness to be protected by that authority. Men, we have a responsibility to lead our families. I'll be the first one to tell you, any person I've ever counseled, I'll be honest, I go to the man first and I say, hey, why didn't you do something about your marriage? And a lot of the men like pointing the finger, well, it was the woman. Stop. You're a man. Take responsibility. Same thing with the authority here, responsibility within the government. Our government likes not to take authority here. Have you seen that before? Our government likes to blame somebody else or something else, or it was society this, society that. Our government needs to take responsibility at times in how they lead us. And that's where our votes and our things that we do matter. We need to be involved. Right now, if you have extra time, call up your senator and tell him, hey, let Planned Parenthood go. We don't need to be taxed for that. They say they're doing a service, but what they are doing is aborting babies. And if anybody has ever had an abortion, I apologize if I hurt your feelings, but God can redeem all things, and He loves us in all ways. Sometimes we have to bring things, truth to the light, and come underneath a different authority. I had a whole sermon wrapped up today to come up here with a PowerPoint and talk about things, and I was at home and praying through things. And my wife says, aren't you going to take your laptop to church? And I said, I don't think so. I think the sermon has already changed this morning as I spent time with God. He wants to say that He's watching over us and protecting us. He is. He created all things. If He can create me and He can fix things, I mean, I can tell many of you I've talked with and we've watched how God has healed you or helped you walk through tragedies and changed us. Each and every one of us have shared things with me, and I've shared things with you about how God has transformed us being underneath His authority. So when it came to bringing that slideshow and talking about all these things I found in the Word of God, I said, no, I just need to talk about coming underneath authority and being clear. So I made the sermon a little shorter, so I'm able to answer some questions too. So this is an interaction sermon, because I'm going to let you know also that I've been a stumbling block for this church. And I don't want to be a stumbling block. I want to be underneath authority and making sure that I'm helping us all get closer to Christ. So back in April, I gave my resignation to the church. I'm not leaving the church because something's going wrong. I'm leaving the church because things are going right. And we can't grow as a church and have a senior pastor without letting me step to the side. The elders didn't accept the resignation at first. But after that, with wisdom also, we know that it was the right thing to go forward. You know, a few of you don't have to get teary-eyed. You're making me teary-eyed. And I don't cry. I'm tough, right? But August 30th will be my last time preaching here for a while. We'll see what God does. He's always got miracles. And the reason I picked Romans 13 to talk about is I want to be underneath authority. And I'm coming underneath authority of the district. And I'm asking that we as a body get stronger. I'm asking no one to leave, but we get stronger in the Lord, because it's not about us. I just got to know Tim here, and I'm looking at his, we're just getting closer as brothers in Christ, but it's not about me. It's about Christ and God, and we need to come together. The reason I brought Tim up a few times, I want you to know who he is, because he's a godly man, and I am so blessed when he came into this church here, is that I believe he has a lot of gifts to also share with us, as well as you have gifts to share with him. And that's how a body comes together. It's not any about any one man. Because if you guys are all looking at me to be like Christ, I'm like Christ, but I'm not Christ. Christ is here. I'm also praying for who God brings here. May they help lead this church to do great things in His name. I haven't done anything wrong, so you don't have to worry about, oh yeah, I have. I got my own sins. We all know that. Duh, I'm not above sin. I'm working through that. But there's no reason I'm leaving the church because of any sin. I still have my girlfriend for 30-some years, which is my wife, and the only woman in my heart. But I'm going to give a few minutes here. I got 10 minutes that I'd like to open up, and hey, you guys can ask any questions you want. Because this is a time that you're hurting too. Because I don't want you to feel in pain because I believe this is a good thing. How can you have a great preacher or a teacher come here if I'm in the stumbling block and in the way? Because it's not about me, it's about Christ. It's about sharing your faith with others. You don't need me to share your faith. And God may call, you might like me a little bit and say, you know what, he's kind of a nice little guy to have around. Thank you, Andrew and Britt, for that laughter. I think it was more of a snicker. But it's not about any one person. It's about you guys following Christ. And the reason I'm a stumbling block is because I'm not qualified and I need some more pieces to be brought together to be a senior pastor. And I'm going to come underneath that authority and asking them to help me get there. So my stumbling block is that I'm here. So the best way to pull the stumbling block is to have me removed. And that's why I voluntarily resigned. So that you will be able to have a senior pastor, a pastor that can give a vision. And that vision, hopefully, will be to go out and share the love of Christ with others. And through that, have this church grow. We've been stagnant for a while. And we have some people that come in and some people that have left. We have some people living in, you know, away. But we need to come together in Christ. So for the next 30 days, let's not look at being sad. Let's look at rejoicing. And let's also pray for who God is calling. Because some's job is to plant, and some pastor's job is to water. But God receives all the glory.